Yesterday, we were talking about a news story that talked about Valhalla, the restaurant that Sally Stanford used to operate in Sausalito, going up for sale. Pretty hefty price tag, too, there for Sally Stanford's Valhalla. And we got to thinking about Sally Stanford. She was a very well-known madam and other things in San Francisco and in the North Bay. And so we decided to call on the experts and talk about Sally's life and her accomplishments and her notoriety. And for that, we go to Larry Clinton. He is the past president of the Sausalito Historical Society and a current ambassador for that group. Larry, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Seems only fitting we should talk about Sally Stanford on Valentine's Day, right?
She had quite an impact on this town.
Yes, she certainly did, and it was all over the board. Tell us about Sally Stanford and how she came to San Francisco.
Well, Sally became a madam in operating a bordello in San Francisco at the age of 21.
Early.
And and she started in the Tenderloin, but she got more successful. She moved to a mansion on Pine Street. This was in the 40s. She was among the people she hosted there were men attending the UN Charter Conference in 1945.
Uh-huh.
But by 49, she was getting harassed by the police and by the San Francisco District Attorney, who happened to be Pat Brown.
Uh-huh. Future governor.
Right, now our governor. And then she moved to Sausalito and opened a restaurant called Valhalla. This building had once been a German beer garden named Walhalla on the waterfront in Sausalito. And among the noteworthy folks who hung out there was Babyface Nelson, who I guess between bank jobs in the Depression era was attending bar there.
In between bank jobs. Well, you know, a guy's got to eat, right?
Yeah. And drink, I suppose.
Yeah. Okay, so that was her bar and restaurant. And when she moved to, in San Francisco at that time, and we're talking about in the 40s, I guess, how was she received by the socials in San Francisco?
Well, of course, there were a lot of blue noses who were opposed to her operation. But on the other hand, she claimed a lot of noteworthy clients.
And yeah.
She took the name Sally Stanford after reading about Stanford winning a football game. She used a lot of aliases throughout her life. So, you know, there were those who praised her and those who derided her, but she rode above it all. Sally, if it was nothing but a survivor, she was just amazing. One of the great quotes I've read about her was, if you're being run out of town, get in front of the crowd and make it look like a parade.
Absolutely one of the best quotes ever. No question about it. Was she kind of like the Heidi Fleiss of her generation?
Well, I don't think she... I suppose they both sought some notoriety, and Heidi got more than she could handle.
Yeah,
But Sally had the sense to get out of the business when it when the going got rough. So when she, as mayor here, she eventually became mayor of Sausalito.
Mayor of Sausalito, yeah.
Yeah. She got started in politics when her house is, her restaurant was on an area of Sausalito called Whaler's Cove, and somebody was proposing to float a high-rise apartment building out in the middle of Whaler's Cove, which would have blocked a view from her restaurant.
Uh-huh.
So that's when she started getting involved in politics, and she then was urged to run for the city council, which she did 5 times, running as Sally Stanford, and never got elected. So again, there was a
mixed take on her. Yeah.
So then she ran under the name she was using in Sausalito, which is Marcia Owens, and won. And got reelected to the council. This was 72. And then eventually in 76, the mayors of Sausalito were elected by the council, and they kind of rotate. So
yeah.
Her turn came up in 76, and she became mayor. which she served for one term, 1 year, I believe. And then, but she always claimed that she preferred being vice mayor before that.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
And then when she retired from the council in 1980, they named her vice mayor for life.
I do know that there was apparently a drinking fountain that was created in her honor that said something like, have a drink on Sally at the
That's
bottom
right.
of it. That's in Sausalito.
It still exists near the ferry landing in Sausalito. And there's an adjunct to that. She had a dog named Leland, you know, from Leland Stanford.
Yeah.
And there's a low-lying drinking fountain for dogs there saying, have a drink on Leland.
Nice. Very nice. Very nice.
So everybody remembers Sally very well here.
And I would imagine, I mean, that house has got to be, I mean, the interest that it's generating has got to be pretty massive.
Well, it's a fabulous location. And
yeah.
There have been various attempts to build condos there, a different form of like an inn for bicyclists, I believe. And so various people have tried to come to grips with how to best use that property. And I hope that whoever buys this is successful this time.
Yeah, absolutely. Was there ever a time, Larry, when Sally threatened to release what was her version of a black book at the time, you know, to name the clients of her brothel in San Francisco?
I think she was pretty discreet. She did write a book called Lady of the House, which came out in 1966, and she named some names in there. She claimed that Frank Sinatra was there, and Humphrey Bogart, who she claims she 86'd out of the place.
Oh.
So she did name some names, but there were rumors, you know, one of the groups that opposed her when she was running for election here was the Sausalito Woman's Club, which is perhaps the toniest organization in Sausalito. They they have a meeting house designed by Julia Morgan up in the hills, and it's a really fabulous institution. But Sally always claimed that at least one of the women in that club had once worked for her. she never named that, but she never named that name, and it's Sausalito's best-kept secret now.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding. And Sausalito, you know, Sausalito is such an interesting little microcosm of the Bay Area without Sally Stanford. So when you add that into the mix, it gets it just adds to the allure, doesn't it?
It does. One of the things I've discovered through the Historical Society is there's a parade of great characters coming through here, from Kit Carson to Fremont to Sally and others that either lived here or came through here.
Yeah.
And it's fascinating to find out these little gems.
It is, and that is part of what the Sausalito Historical Society knows about. And even after you served as president there, you're still an ambassador for that group, Larry.
Right, right. I'm enjoying that role. I write a column for the local newspaper, and we also have a little radio station here called Radio Sausalito. And I've been doing short Sausalito Secret History spots. They're little trivia.
Nice.
Spot. So.
Very nice. Well, thank you for sharing some of your information with us. We appreciate that.
Thanks for your interest.
Yeah, Sally Stanford lives, at least in memory. Thank you. That is Larry Clinton, past president of the Sausalito Historical Society, serves as an ambassador for them now. Herb Cain in the Chronicle wrote about Sally Stanford, quote, "The United Nations was founded at Sally Stanford's whorehouse," unquote. So if you think she didn't make a big impression, apparently she did. And that autobiography was called Lady of the House. In fact, they made it into a TV movie in 1978 starring Diane Cannon. So you could probably find that somewhere on the internet or on Netflix. But yeah, definitely local woman made good. And this all started for us with a story yesterday about the Valhalla on Bridgeway being up for sale for $11.8 million. It was first built in 1893, was a restaurant, and then purchased by Sally Stanford in the 40s. She passed away, by the way, in 1982. 7,800 square feet there, 6 bedrooms. You'd think there'd be more bedrooms.